Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. When I started on this interesting part of my journey, and my guidance told me that I should have a radio show, an internet radio show, and I knew that they were right. You know, like we get these insights and we're like, oh, wow, that is such a great idea. And then it triggers whatever fears we have. And we're like, I can't do that. And I can't do it for this reason and that reason. And that is what doing a radio show triggered in me. So when I first started out, I told my guidance, okay, I will do a radio show. But before every show, you will give me every single word that I need to say. So I would have them give me whatever the message was for everybody. I would write it out, and then on the show, I would read it, and when I was finished reading it, the show would end. And for me, that was a big step, to just have the courage to get on the show. And apparently, that was all they were aiming for. And then over time, that changed. And I reached a point where they didn't need to give me everything I needed to say every single minute before I got on the show. And I was able to have people call in and ask questions. Then I was able to set up shows that would last for an hour, not knowing what I was going to talk about at all. Or maybe just having a certain theme. And I would again trust my guidance to do everything necessary to make it a success. And now here it is all these years later, and I do 5 or 6 shows a week, and there's nothing written down before I begin any of the shows, and everything just flows the way that it flows, and I'm not afraid of it at all. So when you are guided to do something that is a little different in your life, and all of those fears come up, do it anyway. Because it's part of your learning to let go of the fear. The fears weren't real. The fears that I had about doing the radio show weren't real. They were things that I created. They were my stories. And I have learned so much by letting go of my stories. So, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, their fears, their limitations, their stories, so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they get to live in solutions and manifest their dreams as they are embracing self-love and self-acceptance. And that's what this show is all about. It's a place where you can ask those questions and gain that understanding. And one of the most important things in your life is you, and loving you, and being open to you. You are the most important person in your life. So if you have a question that you would like to ask of guidance, something that you need clearing on, if you are ready to move forward with your life, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you are logged into the chat room in your own username, then you can type a question there. If you are there as a guest, then you can't type a question. So it's important that you actually join Blog Talk. Establish yourself and get to ask the questions that you have about your life. Okay, we are going to go to our first caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hey. Hey, Barbara. Happy New Year. It's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Happy New Year to you. How's it going?
It's going great, actually. Like, I'm feeling really good energy changes. Like, I was just laying around a couple of days before the new year. I was not laying around. I was doing a lot of clearing of my home and just going through everything and cleaning. And then I just felt like such urgency to go do it. And I've just been getting clarity as far as, like, where to move forward with a lot of, like, my spiritual work has come forward. So I'm excited about it, really excited, but don't want to get too excited until you know how it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I would love some help with today is just two things. One was, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, I can't remember when, but I started thinking about my first healer that I worked with one-on-one. This was like several years ago. And she came to mind. Obviously, she must have been around me. And then I went to her Facebook page and I found out that she had passed. And this brought up, it was just like shocking to me because she had healed herself from cancer and then it came back. And then I guess it just like took her out, which notice like the wording about that, because it brought up a lot of things for me as far as like that. How my thyroid is a little bit enlarged, one part of it, and I still have it's still a little bit enlarged, and it brought up a lot of fears about that as far as like, oh no, what if it's cancer type of thing, and I never went for that testing, so I'll never know. I think overall it has gotten smaller, but it still sort of makes me wonder why it's still there. I mean, obviously, we always want it to be there, but why it's still a little bit enlarged. So it brought up fears about that. And then it also brought up all these, like, I was sort of, like, praying to God and almost, like, begging, like, please let me do my mission this lifetime. Like, things are just starting to get good. And please, like, there's, like, this fear that, like, oh, no, death just sort of comes upon you and you can't, like, fight it off. And, like, so I don't really feel the intensity like I did before around it, but I just want to just work with you and do any clearings related, because there were certain elements to it that were sort of scary. So I want to make sure that they are cleared and healed.
Okay. All right. So one of the strong things that I'm getting besides the fear that you keep mentioning is that it's also has to do with feeling powerless.
Yes. Right. That's the other element. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like she was such a great healer. Like, why couldn't she heal it? Why wasn't anybody around? She was surrounded by healers. Why didn't anybody else heal it around her? Like, it was all this, right? Yes, you got it.
And you have this belief that because she died, it means that something was wrong.
Right. Right. And I know the other side of it, like, okay, her mission here was done and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if I sort of struggled with that for a couple of days, whether I thought that that was true or not.
Okay. All right. Let's see how they want to deal with this. Are we going to do clearing? Are we going to do channeling? What are we going to do? We're going to channel. Okay. And since it's Tuesday, it'll probably be Jesus, because he likes to just hang out with me all day Tuesdays. All right, so first we're going to channel the message, and then we are going to go from there, and there's actually going to be releasing in the message. Okay, here we go.
Awesome.
My beloved, this has been a revelation for you.
Jesus is calling. It's a physical realm. Sorry.
You see the death of this one that you looked up to, this one that you believed in, this one who was teaching you so much, as a reason to doubt, a reason to doubt yourself, a reason to doubt them. Because if they were as powerful and as wonderful and as amazing as you believed that they were, then they wouldn't have died. This is all a part of your judgment of yourself and of them. Her death was, there's really nothing there for you to be upset about. Death is not an ending. It is not what you have been taught that it is. Open your heart. Open your heart to yourself and to her and to all that she taught you, all that she showed you, all that she allowed you to be, all that you are now. And just let all of the doubts and the fears and all of the other things that are coming up flow away. Just let it go. You don't need to understand it. You don't need to analyze it. Just let it go. There is so much more to life than what you have been taught to believe. And this is just another example for you of the importance of you living your life. That was something that she also taught you. Despite all of the medical predictions and things that people were saying and things that her body was going through, she lived her life. She had an amazing impact on you and on thousands of other people. You are taking all that you learned from her, all that you experienced, everything that happened. You are shoving it into a little box, putting a label on the top that says death and hammering it closed.
It's true.
Yeah. You are making her death the most important part of her life, which makes no sense at all. She transformed you.
She did. She really
yes.
did.
She added amazing things to your life. And whether or not she's still alive has nothing to do with that. You experienced what you needed to experience when you needed to experience it. You no longer need her in your life, not the way that you used to. The love is still there. She has a great deal of love for you, and that will always be there. But you don't need her. You've moved past that. You have others that you talk to now. You have others that you call on.
Like Barbara.
Exactly. You already know that everything you need is always provided. So this trip down memory lane that you've been taking with all of these old thoughts and feelings is a trip that you can get off of. You don't need to live in the past. The past is past. You need to focus on what it is you're creating now, on what it is that you want your life to become. There's a part of you that still believes that the bump is so much more than just a bump. The bump is filled with all of this swirling negative energy that is eventually going to suck your entire soul into the vortex of the black clouds of hell. Doesn't that just sound like so much fun?
It's true, though. It still comes up.
So what would happen if you let it go? What would happen if you truly let it go?
It would probably heal it already.
You wouldn't need it anymore, would you?
No.
Right now, it serves a need for you. That's why you keep calling it back. Serving a need. It's
what
serving
is the
a
need
fear.
Again? I can't remember.
Your need is to be afraid.
Right. There you go. Right.
So, if you let go of the need to be afraid, then you wouldn't need the bump. Everything in your life serves a purpose. Everything in your life serves a purpose. The only meaning that it has is whatever meaning you give to it. That is its purpose. Stop giving purpose to a bump. What is it that you really want in your life? It's not a bump. Look at what it is you're afraid of and do the opposite.
I'm afraid that part of me knows that these things are coming true that I've been dreaming about. I was just taking a walk and this memory of this fantastic life that I want to live was coming in my mind again. And I said, oh my God, I love that. That's so exciting. And there's still this, I don't want to say a big part of me, but there is this part of me that says, what if it doesn't? Or maybe it's not, or whatever. Like, because that's where I am right now. That totally leads into that other thing that I was calling about, because I closed out these promotional jobs I was working at last month. This job naturally came to a close, and I said, I don't want to do this stuff anymore. I said, I do wonderful work with people. This is what I want to do. This is what's in my heart, these dreams, and I want to do that. And that's when I was cleaning my apartment and clearing stuff. It was all this intention that I'm going to be, one, working in corporate, and two, having this like wonderfully successful healing practice and doing these events and teaching every month. And now it's January 3rd and I'm being patient, and I actually got this idea of this book that I've been writing this morning, which actually was connected to something that this past teacher told me about years ago that my guides told her that I was going to write, and now I'm writing it. And I thought that she was full of shit because so many years went by, and I said, I don't know. She was right with so many things, but I never wrote that book. Meanwhile, here it is, and I'm writing it, and I love it. I'm having a lot of fun creating it. So it's I feel vulnerable this week because I feel like I'm going to start working with clients, paying clients, and I'm in anticipation of it, sort of hopeful, peaceful anticipation, but it's also a little voice of, I don't know, because it's so small. It's just sort of like a, I want to say a leap, but it's not. It's really just like a step of like, just stay in that reality. Like, this is your time. Because there's little memories of how I wanted to do it full time in the past, and it didn't work, and I'm now making money, and I love making money now. I love spending it too, and I love having money in my bank. Like it just feels so wonderful. So, what's my question? sum that up. It's, I guess, that fear. Yeah. So that's what it brings back. It's the fear of, I guess it's worthiness or believing or trusting or knowing or like, yes, this is my time. Yes, I can really fully, you know, that goes back to when I found out when she had passed on how I was like, God, please, like my life is just, I'm just starting to live my life now. Like, please don't, like, let me live my wonderful life. Like, this is, things are starting to get good. It's like I could feel it. I could taste it, like the success, the like dreams. It's like, I feel so good. It's the lapse. The lapse between the physical realm and the spiritual realm. And I don't want to play those games, but I was there before and I wasn't, quote, being practical and living in the 3D world. And I had to get these random jobs so I could provide for myself. And now here I am, sort of letting it go again.
So much of what you have been learning has been opening up to yourself, opening up to your own heart, trusting your connection with the Creator which is within you. And never, ever separate from you. You are still learning to accept this. That is what those little fears that come up are from. They're from those old beliefs about separation, about having to prove yourself, prove your value, prove that you actually deserve to live. And that is why this death has triggered so much within you, because you feel like she didn't prove that she deserved to live. And you looked up to her. You respected her. And if someone that you believed was so phenomenal was not able to prove that they deserve to live, then how can you? Because you are so much less. See, the truth is that you're not less. And she didn't need to prove anything. Her death occurred because that was what she had chosen. She created
Why?
Her experience. She was
Why
at a point where
die?
She was at a point where she was ready for something different. And in order to move forward, you have to let go of the past. For her, this transition was her next step forward. There was nothing wrong with it. She doesn't have any regrets about it. And she's not sitting around now in heaven going, oh my gosh, why did I have to die? She's actually quite happy. She's learned a great deal since her transition. And she doesn't want you to sit around crying about her.
You know what it is?
Punishment.
I feel like I feel like part of me wanted her or needed her to be rich and famous. And I know that that's my dream. So it's like, just do it for yourself. But I thought that she had dreams to be this, like, really famous healer. And I guess I just projected it on her. Was that her human dream? Or I might have been imagining that that's what she told me. I think she just said that she was career folk. Because one time she said to me the reason why, and she wasn't old either. She died when she was young. I think she's maybe 50. And, like, she said that one time she said, I asked her why she didn't have kids. And she said, because I'm really focused on my career. But somehow I read that to mean that she was going to be famous. I just always thought that she was going to be famous, a famous healer. I don't know. And, like, at the same time that I thought that and sort of projected on her, I sort of was jealous of it, too. So I created this whole fantasy in my head.
She did not really want to be rich and famous. She wanted to make a difference. She wanted to have an impact on others. She was also learning about herself. Everything that happened is absolutely fine. Now, you listened to what she said and you had your own perceptions based on what you had experienced in your life. And if you told her your perception, she probably would have told you that that was not really what she was there for. But like most people, you never shared your perceptions of her with her. And she never shared her perceptions of you with you. This is one of the reasons why we often encourage people to really get to know themselves, to really get to know who they are and what they believe. Because you look at a situation and you form an idea about it. And you assume that everybody who looks at that situation forms that idea. And the truth is that everybody who looks at that situation forms a different idea. Don't expect everybody to think like you, because they don't. They never have and they never will. That is why you have to be the most important person in your life. No one else is going to see things the way that you do. They don't need to. Each of you is learning about yourselves, your lives, your path. And what you are learning is whatever it is you need to learn, whatever is for your highest good. But it is not the same thing that everybody else is learning. And in some ways, I'm telling you that you are this individual and you are unique, and you are an individual and you are unique, but you are not separate. Many people have a hard time with that, with being a unique individual who is not separate. But it is who you are. Your connection with her is still there. And she still sends you messages, even though she is no longer in the physical. She works with you at times. You may or may not be aware of it, but she is doing it. Let go of the idea that things are supposed to be a particular way and ask to be shown what is for your highest good. That really is an opening that you are giving yourself. Because when you are making expectations, you are actually creating limitations. Ask to be shown more. You do know how to create your life, and you know how to create a life that is filled with frustration and anger and all sorts of wonderful things that you get to experience. And we know that that's kind of an oxymoron, but that's okay. You can create a life filled with prosperity, healing, love, enjoyment, all of the things that you desire. You know how to do this. You do it now. We're just asking you to focus on what it is you truly want and to let everything else go. And the same thing applies to the little bump. Let it go. It only has whatever meaning you give it. So if you sit there and decide that it means that it's going to be something horrendous, they're going to end up having to do surgery, they're going to have to cut out part of your neck, and then you're going to have this huge scar and everybody's going to ask you about it and you're going to feel rotten on every Tuesday because Tuesdays was the day it really happened. You see, that's just a story that you would be creating. What is it that you really want in your life? And I seriously doubt if the little bump is on the list of things you want. Let it go. Live your life from the perspective of creating your success. Allowing your success to flow in your life, starting right now. Nothing has to change for everything to change.
Oh my God. I love that. Felt that through my being. Oh my God, that's so powerful. No, thank you. God, that was so powerful. Nothing has to change for everything to change. Right.
Okay, so, you know, he was talking about looking at what it is that you put importance on. To really be aware of what you put importance on.
Can I answer that now? Because something's coming up for me.
Sure.
I'm at this place. And again, I'm staying open to the possibilities and watching for spirit to lead the way and being vulnerable to spirit. But I do notice, I'm sort of just an observation here, that here I am open to, I feel like I'm going to be working with healing clients this week. And there's also the thought of how I want to do talks every month. And there's these this old experience or just this real experience that in order for me to be able to do my business, that it's reliant on other people as far as like hiring me or coming to classes or buying my books. And I so enjoy, like I'm enjoying creating this book right now, but I want to sort of release again those fears or those questions of, like I so enjoy the creating process and I want to know that it is going to bring me financial abundance and that I can create these classes or I can know that I'm available for healing and that the other part of that sort of like, you know, I'm seeing like the infinity eight, you know, like that the other part of that yin yang is going to be there that, okay, I'm available for healing clients, come and sign up. You know, I want to do a class, people sign up. Because that's what stopped me in the past. At least that's the story. I know that there was other things I had to learn, but that was the story.
Okay. All right. He had me write down some stuff, but I don't know if I'm supposed to do it or if he's supposed to do it. Let me check. Okay, he's going to keep talking. you have these ideas of what you want, of your goal. And you've been taught that when you set a goal, that you focus on the goal, and that way you achieve the goal. There's more to it than that. Sometimes you become so focused on the goal that you forget about now. You forget about this moment. Everything that you are doing is moving you towards that goal. You need to be aware in the moment. When you set a goal to have a class and to have a certain number of people sign up for the class, and then you are actually putting your power into the ending. You are not using your power to create. So you're actually delaying what you're looking for. We know that this may be confusing, and we can understand that. We want people to understand that when you have a goal, no matter what the goal is that you're moving towards, you are living that goal even before you have achieved that goal. It's not something in the future. It is something that you are experiencing right now. You can experience the joy of having those people sign up. You can allow yourself to feel the prosperity from being paid for what you're doing. When you are living in that energy, even before you have achieved the goal, then you have achieved the goal. You are living it. That's a whole different level of living your life. Most people put off whatever it is that they want. They decide, okay, I can feel prosperous when I have 30 clients who are paying me every week. And until they reach that point, they cannot feel prosperous. And then they don't reach that point, and they don't understand why they don't reach that point. And it's because they are pushing that point away. Live your goals now. And we see with you that the whole idea of living your goals now makes you feel very vulnerable. Because that little voice is telling you, you haven't achieved your goal. You can't live it now. Right now, you don't have it. It's reminding you of your fears, of your limitations, of your blocks to your own success. Let go of that little voice. Seriously, let go of that little voice. It's not bringing you what you desire. Live in the energy of your own success in every moment. And that creates more and more success. Express your gratitude, even if it's just expressing gratitude for the energy. You can be thankful for the beautiful feeling of succeeding, the beautiful feeling of all of that prosperity, of knowing that you have more than enough to buy whatever it is you desire in any moment you want to buy it. Express that gratitude, and you will be creating more of what you are expressing. You will be bringing more of that prosperity into your life. You don't have to wait until. You are creating right now. Okay, is that triggering anything?
No, because I totally understand it. That's the energy I've been feeling for the last several days. And I'm just going to, it's just confirmation just to stay in it. Because it's so enjoyable. It's like such like delicious, warm, and loving energy.
Good.
So I am going to relate like that. I do know what you're talking about with that little voice is like, well, Well, you know what? I've never done that before. I was going to say, well, hey, you tried to do that before, and no, but I haven't been in this energy before. So that is the difference. Because I've been so proud of myself, like being able to provide for myself. And I don't want to give that up. And it's like, well, you don't need to, but that there's that little fear of like, well, you know, if you don't take these other jobs in the meantime, but I'll just not even play that game. And I'll see how it goes for a couple of days.
One of the things that he really wants you to understand is that you're not providing for yourself. You are allowing yourself to be provided for.
Right. Yes.
He doesn't want you to go into that, I'm this separate individual that's just me working so hard to do everything, blah, blah, blah. That's not true, and that's not going to create what you desire. Make sure you stay in the energy of knowing you are connected, knowing that you are so loved that God loves to provide for you.
Yes. I do hear that. I can do it. I am doing it. I feel like this is so the time for it, and it feels great. I feel happy and grateful that I'm here because I've wanted this place for so long. So it feels wonderful. I feel much better after all that releasing. Oof. Yeah.
The joys of releasing.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm good. That was wonderful.
All right.
Really, really wonderful.
Well, let me check and see if there's anything else he wants to say.
Okay.
Okay, there is. So here we go. This is a new beginning. This is a new beginning in your life. You've had new beginnings before, and you will have new beginnings again. Each new beginning is an opportunity for you to move more into that beautiful energy of love, that truth of who you are. We are opening your heart more and more so that you can accept you. And one day you will look back on this and you will be amazed at how much your life has changed. And that will feel so good. And it's okay for you to feel that good right now. You don't have to wait until. You can live it now. Because you really are opening up to your life. You really are opening up to all of the possibilities that you are creating. And there's absolutely nothing that should ever hold you back. So recognize that when you are having those thoughts, those feelings that say, step back, hold back, hide, it's not safe. You don't have to listen to that. This is your life. These are your choices. In those moments when all of that is coming up, do something you love. Shift into the energy that you want to experience. You do not ever have to stay in anything that does not feel good. You are the one who decides. You are the one who decides. You are the one who decides. Allowing yourself to be you opens up your life. You are loved, and you are capable, and you are successful, and you are fearless, and you are powerful, and you are vulnerable, and you are beautiful, and you are intelligent, and you are magnificent. So live it in every moment. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
You know what, the other day, so the energy was like so clear in my apartment, and I was just looking around and I felt great and the sun was coming in, and I was like, okay, so you have the energy to go do something. You can do whatever you want. And it was sort of like, my normal go-to is like, hey, do you want to go into the city? Because I live right outside New York City. And the things that I used to like do or even dream about doing once I had the chance or the money or whatever, many things just don't even appeal to me anymore. And I sort of went through this, it was weird, but I went into this like sort of panic for a little bit because I haven't hung out and had fun and done things in years. It's really a sad statement, but it's true. And I did not know what to do. And then what happened was, I guess I got tired again, and I used to have this thing that I would have like a part of my face would swell or a part of my body would swell, so my lips started to swell, and then I was saved because I didn't have to figure out what I wanted to do that would be fun, and instead I just went to the park, hung out for a little bit, my face got a little bit more swollen, I came home and just sat in front of the TV watching a movie. And it was just such a weird experience. I was like, is this what your defense mechanism is, like your safety, your comfort zone, because you don't know what would make you happy. You don't even know what you want to go do. And maybe you could just speak to that, because that was just really, like, it really scared me of, like, I don't know what I wouldn't do. I don't know what even would make me happy to go do, what even feels appealing. Nothing felt appealing.
Okay, so here's what he wants to say about that. You have an understanding of how you hide. And that is what these swellings are. That's part of your way of hiding. It's your distraction from whatever it is you are judging yourself about, because you were judging yourself. You were thinking that you were not, you know, a good person, that you were not capable because you couldn't decide what it was you wanted to do. And so instead of allowing yourself the freedom to be you, you were judging and limiting and then creating a distraction to give you a way out of having freedom. We want you to really think about that. To really think about freedom and what that means to you. And we can feel that there are certain parts of you that tighten up when we say the word freedom. You need to let that go. That's your connections to things from the past. Things that you really don't need to hang on to anymore. We're clearing that energy out of you as we speak. We are opening you up to being free to be you. So that you don't need to have any physical problems come up that you have to deal with in order to avoid being free. And this means that you get to look at situations, you get to look at your choices, you get to look at your opportunities, you get to make a choice based on what feels right to you. no longer need the distractions. It's time for you to be free. Okay.
Amazing. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I used to always feel like I was in a prison. Years ago, I used to always feel like I was in a prison, stuck doing the same thing every day. And I used to ask Spirit, please let me out of this prison. And now I have the freedom. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's great. I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah, wow. This is like such a cool journey.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
You are so welcome, Jessica. And
can't say it enough. Thank you so much.
So now you have all of this freedom and you are creating your life. So get busy or not.
Yes,
whatever it is, it feels right.
Right. Right. thank you again. Bless you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. And let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 706. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara. I'm actually in listening to your show, and I have to say that you are really, really spirit-filled. I'm not quite sure how you work. I did kind of glance at some of your previous shows. You just seem very spiritual. You love Jesus. I also see that you talk about subjects or consider yourself to be a psychic empath or a channeler. You possess the gift of sight?
Yes.
All right, I'm just making sure before I ask it. I'm just making sure I'm asking, I'm calling into the right show. I just didn't want to be confused.
Yes, you are.
So I kind of I have two quick questions, if that's okay. Usually I would keep it to one, but I guess my one question is I'm getting ready to prepare for a test for my massage license. I'm thinking towards the end of January. I have until March to take it, though, but I can take it at any moment before then. And I am prepping for it. This is actually my second round. I didn't do good on my first round. So I've taken the steps to do more of the work, you know, to review. And I'm still kind of nervous, but I guess I'm just asking for a real authentic answer. I can handle the good and the bad. But how does the energy feel on that?
You still have a lot of fear around that, and it's not because you're not capable. They actually are telling me that you are perfectly capable of passing this test without any problems at all, but there's a part of you that says you can't do it. Why is it that you don't believe in yourself?
Well, that's a very good question. To answer your question, probably just fear of failure or rejection. I was always the kid growing up in school that it wasn't that I wasn't smart, but I had different learning, I guess, disabilities, being ADD. I was the one that learned how to read, you know, like on a level that I should have been reading, but it took me to like seventh grade to like really, really be able to like write things out and to spell them and to catch up. So, you know, some people, they catch on later than others. And
right.
I think due to having to always have tutoring or special, modified tests or someone to pull me aside to read tests out to me, I've always been that special one that got special treatment. But as the years have progressed, I've kind of outgrown that and learned how to study on my own because I had to after I finished high school and all of that stuff. So I have to say I know I'm capable of doing it because, number one, I graduated school. You know, I graduated massage school. So there must be something about me that I did right. So I think it's just, oh my gosh, you know, this is what determines everything. This is your license. This is what makes it legit. This is what makes it official. This is what gives me the legal rights to go out and actually practice what I study for. So I think just that fear of failure and just knowing that the questions do appear to be very intense, because, I mean, it is a license exam, so they're a little bit more, they're worded a little bit more tricky. But I don't think it's hard, but I definitely think that I am hesitant that the past is going to repeat itself, or I question, am I even deserving to walk into this career? Because I want to prove to myself and everyone around me that, you know, I didn't get this far for nothing.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff that you there that you really need to let go of, and let's see how your guidance feels you would best let that go. Okay, so we're going to do some of the infinity healing clearing, and it involves me asking a question. And the question actually covers a wide variety of stuff and goes on and on. And at the end of the question, I will say, if you are ready to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know the question has ended. Until then, all you need to do is just listen and allow, because even while I'm asking this question, things are going to start shifting in you.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing out, for clearing out your past limitations that you have placed on you? Things have happened in your life. You weren't like everybody else, blah, 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 blah. And the blah, 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 blahs are not disrespectful, blah, 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 blahs, but they're just saying that none of that stuff really matters. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of those blah, 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 blahs that hold you back from seeing the truth of who you are, from being the person who can handle everything that comes up in life, from accepting that you have the wisdom to take any test and ace it, from knowing that you are not that little boy who had problems. You are now a grown man. You are making your choices, and you can handle whatever comes along. Because you know now that it's not just you. You have your guidance. You have the creator within you. You have access to the greatest power in existence. So how could you ever just be some small, insignificant person? You're not. So this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of the places where you've hidden and stored and tucked away those beliefs that you can't, and all of the reasons why you can't, and all of the limitations that you've imposed on yourself, or that other people have imposed on you, or that you read about in some magazine, or that there was a survey and said that if you had this as a child, then your level of success is limited as an adult. Any place and every place you ever got any of that garbage is now being expanded, decompressed, made bigger than the universe, so it is no longer weighing on you. Because you know who you are. You are this beautiful, magnificent, incredible child of the Creator. God is within you, and God wants nothing but your success. And you are being open to that success, open to loving yourself and knowing that, yes, you can do this. You can take this test. You can pass the test. You can be the most magnificent massage therapist ever. You can have an enormous impact on the lives of others as you are sharing the love that is the core of your being. And if you are ready to accept all of this shift in you, say yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And take three nice, deep, deep breaths.
Thank you.
Okay, so think about the test, and how does it feel now?
It feels more clear. It feels like it's not so far or distant or blurry. It feels like it's right beside me, and it's just a matter of me having to choose the right answers and knowing that I'm going to score high. Scoring high is not even a question anymore. It's just like I can see it, and it's just a matter of me being able to do the damn thing.
And see, all that was already right there in you. You just had to get all that other stuff out of the way.
Right. Thank you. I really appreciate you. You're such a blessing. Thank you for all that you do.
You are welcome. But you said you had two questions, and we only did one.
I did. So I have it. I guess you could call it a date. It's more like maybe getting to know, you know, someone I'm interested in. But this is like the official spending the time, you know, let me explore your mind. And I was just wondering if you saw that being something that would be romantic, and if so, would it be long-term or short-term, or is this just more of a friend?
So what I'm seeing while you're talking is that this is an opportunity for you to even come more and more into your own self-confidence. This is about you accepting yourself even more, allowing yourself to move forward in your life even more. This relationship has a variety of ways it can go. They're showing that it's not just one clear path, that this is the way it'll be with this one. There's a lot of different potential in there. So you get to decide what it is you want to create with this relationship. And they want us to do a little bit of installing of some truths that'll make your life your life. Because in some ways your life really hasn't been yours. It's been, there's been all of these people saying all of this stuff, and you've been taking it in, and they really want you to stop doing that. Because it's not about anybody else's opinion. It's about you and what you create and what you know about you. That's what your life should be based on. Okay, so let's do this clearing, and then we'll see how you feel. All right, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing all of the energies that you've taken in from all of those people who told you who you were, what you could do, when you could do it, why you couldn't do it, why your life would never work, why your life might possibly work, all of the limitations on what your life can be? You can only achieve a certain level of success because they told you that's the only success you can achieve. All of that stuff wasn't true, and it is now being expanded and decompressed because you don't need it. And instead, we are going to install the truth. And the truth is, for you, everything is possible. For you, you are going to invest your beliefs in your success, in the business that you create, in the changes that you bring about in other people. You are going to know you are capable. You know that all things always work together for your highest good. So everything that happens is for your highest good, which means nothing is ever wrong. It's all an opportunity to learn, to grow. You can trust that the universe is setting you up for success. Even failure leads to success. It's all a part of learning. It's all a part of growing. Everything leads to your success. God loves to provide for you. You are worthy and deserving of that love. You are worthy and deserving of receiving. Because you are not alone. God is within you. You know this. You've always known this. You've always felt this connection. And you are learning to trust more and more in every moment of your existence. So you can pursue the work that means that you are allowing yourself to come forward. You can be highly successful. You can be extremely prosperous. You can be wealthy doing what you love. When you are doing the massage therapy on someone, it is the love of God that is flowing through you into that person. It is the love of God that knows what that person needs. You are working with the love of God. And that love of God is flowing through you in every moment of your existence. And that love of God only wants your success. And you are opening your heart now to loving you exactly as you are and exactly as you change. You always get to love you. And if you are ready to accept that, say yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so think about this little date thing that you're going to be on, and how does that feel now?
It feels good. Thank you for reminding me that, you know, I am the love of God, and, you know, God is setting me up for success with every eye contact that I meet. And even failure is a part of success because it gets us to where we need to go and who we need to become. So, I mean, you helped me disappear any nervousness that I might have had. I just feel like I'm going to walk in there with the spirit of confidence and just be myself, laugh, giggle, and just focus on having a good time and nothing more and just allowing it to flow.
And that's what you're supposed to do, because that's how you get to find out how wonderful life can be.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. You are, like I said, a blessing to so many. Thank you for stepping fully in your identity and being of service and sharing your gifts with many people, because we need more love, more healing, more empathy. And that's how you know, change happens. I like this, that you go inside in order to shift the outside. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. And that is what you are going to be doing with people when you're doing the massage therapy. You know that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't wait to see it.
Okay, you just make sure you don't take on their stuff. Let them let go of their stuff, but don't take it into you, okay?
Okay, I got you, Barbara. We will be in touch.
Okay, well, have a wonderful time.
Right. You too. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that is the end of our show for today, and I want to thank our callers for calling in and sharing their lives and their growth and their healing with everyone else. And remember that all of the healing work that was done, if you want to have that same healing in your life, all you have to do is be open to it, even when it was Jesus channeling. the words that he was saying were filled with healing energy, and that healing energy will work on you too if you are open to receiving it. I will be back on Friday with DC Love. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And actually, I'll be back Thursday with Journey into the Light and Thursday with Morning with Jesus too. So I'll be around. I hope everyone is setting their intentions for the year, and you're setting them in such a way that you recognize the beauty of who you are and of your life. I will talk to you again on Thursday or Friday. Have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.